This is Mindanao Times Headline News.
Today is Monday, August 22, and these are the headlines. The city government has lobbied before the Department of Transportation for the implementation of the high-priority bus system to address the need for a better public transport system in the city. In his weekly radio program over the government-run Davao City Disaster Radio, Mayor Sebastian Duterte confirmed that he met with DOTR Secretary Jaime Bautista to appeal to him for the implementation of the project. The project, initiated by his sister, former mayor and now Vice President Sara Duterte, is among those that the Vice President wanted implemented when she made a statement days before her stepping down from the city government. The young Duterte, the youngest child of former President Rodrigo Duterte with Elizabeth Zimmerman, also vowed to push through with a 19 billion pesos project, which will abolish from main thoroughfares 7,500 public utility jeepneys and will be replaced by 1,300 modern buses. Just a year before the COVID-19 pandemic, the National Economic Development Authority Board approved the project with the funding coming from the national government under the official development assistance, with the city government setting aside 2.8 billion pesos as its counterpart. A component of the project is finding livelihood activities to those who will be displaced by its implementation. In the middle of last week, the city government, with the help of the Land Transportation Franchising and Regulatory Board, started the implementation of the peak hours augmentation bus service for areas considered as needing an additional transport system. The bus augmentation service, which has so far deployed 9 buses to 2 key destinations, was a result of the call of residents for help because of lack of public utility vehicles. In another story, a new executive order is set to strengthen the disaster resilience programs of the city, as it also named new members to the City Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Council. Although he signed Executive Order No. 35 last week, Mayor Duterte has to recommend 4 civil society organizations that will also become part of the council. Among the steps that the city government is developing are projecting climate change risks, enhancing disaster preparedness, and developing response capabilities at all levels. In business, an economist has forecast further hikes in the Banco Central ng Pilipinas key policy rates, even with a 50 basis point increase on Thursday, citing the need to address interest rate differentials with the Federal Reserve. Rizal Commercial Banking Corporation, or RCBC, chief economist Michael Ricafort, in a report dated August 18, said the latest increase in the BSP's key rates is a preemptive move, as the Federal Open Market Committee is projected to hike the Fed's key rates by 50 basis points to 75 basis points during its meeting on September 21. In sports, the Pilipinas Super League has banned a team official who confronted a referee in a semifinal game in Pampanga while the team was slapped a fine for its post-game actions. The Pasig Pirates must pay 25,000 pesos in fines, while team official Jarvis Co. is banned from watching the games live, according to a PSL memorandum, a copy of which was obtained by the Philippine News Agency late Saturday night. The ICC Blue Hawks won 92-87 to send the series to a deciding Game 3 on Sunday. You are listening to the audio edition of the Mindanao Times. Eternal vigilance is the price of freedom. For more stories, log on to www.mindanaotimes.com.ph. Or you may follow us on Facebook and subscribe to our YouTube channel at Mindanao Times. This is Deborah Uson for the headlines.